We're talking with Lisa Becker, an advisory team member with Indiana AgriBility, and we're going to talk about a program, or rather an expo, at Vincennes University and some other aspects of AgriBility. And Lisa, we thank you for being here today.
Sounds great. Glad to be here.
All right. Can you kind of describe what the primary goals are of the Indiana AgriBility program and how those goals kind of translate into services for workers with disabilities?
Sure. AgriBility started in about 1979 through Purdue University and has since grown to be nationwide. And actually, we have contacts around the world. So the primary focus of AgriBility is to educate the public, the agriculture workers, and the people that support them in case of a disability, that there are solutions out there. And then we continue to work with those individuals to find the best solution for those individuals, maybe change the way they're doing something, maybe offer some equipment adjustments that are safe to the individual. But in all cases, we're working together as a team with the support group that's already in place. And then also as an education tool for people around the state, so that if they find out that there's somebody in their community that needs our services, they know how to reach out to us.
That's something a lot of people don't realize. If you don't live around disability, you really don't understand what happens. I do live around a person with disability in my family, so it's good to educate folks on how that affects the person as well as their family and their business.
Absolutely. I think what people don't realize is that farming is such a huge part of the Indiana economy, and there are roughly, anywhere from 30 to 65,000 individuals involved in agriculture in Indiana that have a disability that limits their functioning. And that could be a disability. It could be something that has, like arthritis, that has creeped up on them. It could be something back problems because of repetitive motions causing those back problems. But it also could be the disabilities that we more commonly think about. Some of those could be cognitive, and some of those also could be physical disabilities. And so with about 20% of our agriculture population having those impairments, there is a strong need for this education and support throughout the state. And we work with vocational rehabilitation to make sure that those solutions are safe and that we can get those farmers and agriculture workers back in the fields or doing what they're doing as quickly as possible.
And something I just learned today, it's not only about folks that have issues with their limbs, arms and legs, but you also help those who are getting up there in age but want to continue to work.
Yes, exactly. I don't know if most people realize this, but if you have a standard office chair, it's roughly about the same distance from the floor to the seat of that chair as the first step up into a big implement. And so as you get older, it gets harder and harder to step up into that first step. So sometimes we offer really low-tech solutions of just offering an extra step to that piece of equipment. But that has to be done in a way that's not going to ruin the equipment and is not going to compromise whatever that equipment's supposed to be doing. So that's a real easy fix for a lot of people.
Now, we've got an event coming up on Tuesday at the Ag Building here at Vincennes University out on Purdue Road. And it's an expo is how it's described. So it's already full. Registration's over. I think about 100 people are coming is what we learned here recently. Yep. But kind of tell us what will happen there and what the people will see and experience that are there.
Sure. It's going to be a great day, and we're so glad that Vincennes University invited us down to do this. Our expos have three different components to them, but most important, we do experiential learning. We want people to experience not only what it is to get into farming and do some of these chores that they maybe have overlooked and don't understand about farming, to learn more about what farming is in Indiana, because it's not just soybeans and corn. There's a lot of, especially down in your area of the state, there's a lot of different kinds of farming. And we want people to become familiar with what kinds of tools they use. And then think about if you had different types of disabilities, how would that affect your completing those tasks? And so we are going to have several animals out there for demonstration purposes, and their owners will be talking about what it takes to take care of that animal. And we will have people actually do some of those chores on site. Then the attendees will also be climbing up into some equipment to see how difficult that might be, just for anybody to climb up into that equipment, and then to think about, well, what are we going to do if we've lost a leg, or we don't have that right arm to grab onto things and to steer. We will have some adaptive equipment in another part of the lot that people will be able to try out and see how somebody might transfer from a wheelchair to a tractor and be able to use specific adaptations to do all of that farming on their own. And then we will, in the afternoon, talk with some of the farmers that have worked with AgriBility and see how AgriBility was able to help them in their specific farming operations. Later in the afternoon, as a sort of an optional trip, we'll go down the hill to the Purdue SWPAC site and find out what they're doing down there. That's a research site that works with researchers to develop better ways of farming in your part of the state, focusing on your crops down in that area. I think we're going to be looking at strawberry farming, melon farming, pumpkin farming, those types of operations.
All right. And if people are interested in AgriBility, maybe they're hearing this and know somebody who could benefit from your services, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, my phone number is 317-466-2001, extension 2529. Or you can simply search for the Indiana AgriBility website. The national website is agribility.org. And that would lead them to the Indiana site.
All right. Talking with Lisa Becker, an advisory team member with Indiana AgriBility. And you mentioned vocational rehab, but you have some other partners in this too, right? Like Purdue Extension, Easter Seals, and several
right.
other agencies.
We work with a local manufacturer, Lifelift by Life Essentials. And we also work with several veterans programs as well.
All right. Anything else you want to say before we let you go about what's happening Tuesday or about AgriBility?
It's going to be a great day. Really, if you know somebody who is in agriculture, it's important to kind of at least let them know about our organization. We are free. We are out there to educate people, and we are happy to do it. So if anybody wants to talk about it, I love to talk about AgriBility. Just reach out, and I'd be happy to talk to them.
And you're nonprofit, right?
We are, yeah.
Yeah. And they've got a great website. I've been on it several times this week. So just look for AgriBility, Indiana AgriBility. You'll find it. So, Lisa Becker, we thank you for being with us today, and we certainly hope everything goes well on Tuesday.
Thanks so much.